Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Those sick of watching these reality shows on television is unbelievable. Is it a good idea? Show sports as a reality show. I'm watching the Olympics. All right, they have completely turned the Olympics into a reality program. Before every competition, they always profile one of the athletes. Have you noticed every Olympic athlete has had the most miserable, tragic life? It is unbelievable. No, I'm watching the swimming in Australia. A couple of years ago, I felt like such a loser. In lane four is Svetlana Meshakova. She's swimming with two broken legs she got as she was pushing her parents out of a moving train as they were escaping persecution. In lane six is Lana Lalajava. This is her first competition since climbing Mount Everest and falling. In lane nine is Michelle Navarro. She's dead. She died last Friday. She's floating in lane nine, and she's the favorite in this category.
That's Judy Gold, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. All right, your Doritos could be worth $20,000. We'll explain. How old were you when you finally felt like an adult? And a juice box and chicken nugget shortage. This is a real thing, people. It is Monday, the 26th of July of 2021. We're Jeff and Jen, and here it is, your news that didn't make the news on Cincinnati's Q102. All right. That would be very stressful. A juice box and chicken nugget shortage.
Man, parents will be paying the price for that.
But let's try to keep these things in perspective. A new poll came up with a list of the 30 most stressful life situations, and it does not include juice boxes and chicken nuggets, even though, you know, those are big, important things. But the top 10 list includes worrying that you have upset a friend, traffic, disagreement with a partner, not being able to get sleep, forgetting something important you had to do. This is why I always write things down. If it's something that I think there's even a chance I might forget, I'll set an alert. Like I'll actually put it in my calendar, because if I just make a list of things I need to do, I won't look at the list.
Yeah.
So I gotta like set an alarm, put it on there. Remember to
do this.
Blank. Yeah, so in getting ready for this trip to Boston, which was, you know, part pleasure, part taking care of family stuff, some estate stuff, I had to have my mother's two houses appraised. So I have an appointment set up with a guy, and we got a broker coming to the house, and all these arrangements, and plus I had to meet with the CPA, I had to meet with the attorney, so I had to bring all this documentation.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a list of things I had to bring. A lot of things I needed to be.
I would never be able to pull that off.
For.
That's far too much detail-oriented work involving paperwork.
Well, I pulled it off.
Trouble.
You
well
had
done.
To bring it from here up
well
to there.
Well done.
I needed documentation. There were court documents, and there were certified copies. So some things I just couldn't avoid. I had to bring him to Boston, and it was fine, except for the one thing I forgot.
The folder with all the paperwork?
With the key to my mother's house.
Oh, no!
Now,
your sisters had it.
Well, luckily, my sisters got it. But on the day that we were supposed to meet the appraiser, Kristen and I are having lunch in Salem, Massachusetts, which, if you know, like, the layout of where the house is versus where we were staying and where we were having lunch, like, we could not be further away. So I had to push the appointment back. Luckily, the people involved were very flexible, and they were able to push it back an hour, and I was able to pick up the key for my sister, and it was fine. But that initial sick feeling in the pit of your stomach,
like,
when
oh,
you realize
crap.
Like this is really important.
Like I made the whole trip here. This was the number one thing I had to get taken. Yeah.
This was really important.
Yep.
That was number six on the list. A job interview was number five. Running late. That panicky feeling when you're running late.
Mm-hmm.
Family problems, financial problems. It wasn't number one, but it was a close second to health problems.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Others that made the list, including not knowing what to buy someone as a gift. This is something I live with daily.
This is why you got on the gift card bandwagon long before it was cool.
Yep. It was my niece's birthday, and I said, we're taking you out. This is it. This is your birthday.
You get time with me.
That's
what you get.
Yep.
How'd she like that?
She loved it. She said, can I bring a friend? Sure.
Where did you guys go?
So we went to the Chateau, which is like a it's a restaurant our family's been going to for literally generations. And Kristen said, I don't get this. It's not that great. That's the thing. But it's convenient. It's like right smack dab in the middle. There's a lot of history there. It's good food. It's cheap, good food. And we can always depend on good
service. And you get the family thing, you know?
Get the family thing, right?
Yeah, it's nostalgic for you.
Getting a stain on your clothes and accidentally liking an old photo on someone's social media. Because if you like an old photo, what does that mean?
You've been trolling.
Creeping.
Yes.
I got busted for doing that on an Instagram post. I was looking at someone's Instagram. It was somebody that I didn't even know had this like private business. And I was like, what are they doing as a side hustle? So, of course, I'm now going through all of their old Instagram posts. And I liked one from like May of last year.
Oh, wow.
So they know that I was in the deep dive.
It's all right, though. If they put it out there for, you know, they don't have their stuff on lockdown. That's
well,
party,
I think it was
right?
like, oh, I like this. You know, why would I like that mermaid picture from last year?
Yeah, there are some people that don't care. I mean, they won't just like one. They'll go back 5 years and like everything you posted
five years ago.
See,
I do like those people, though, because it feels like they're committed.
They're catching up.
Yeah. They're letting you know.
I really enjoyed what you did 6 years ago, that one time you met, you know, such and such. Mm-hmm.
I am taking an interest in you. And I hope you're flattered by that. All right, coming up, adults have faced a lot of product shortages throughout the pandemic. We got one, though, that could turn serious, and we'll cover that next. Well, juice boxes, hamburger beef patties, and chicken tenders are among the items that are in really short supply right now.
You're supposed to back me up and go get me juice boxes when I tell you. Now go get me a juice box.
You know who you're talking to.
I'm talking to the juice box guy.
You're crazy.
I'm not crazy. I'm just thirsty.
Why don't you go to hell?
No, you go to hell. While you're there, why don't you grab me a juice box?
I mean, this is going to make it rough for parents. If you've got a kid that's a picky eater and those are the only things that they want to eat.
The nuggets especially.
You're in trouble.
Could you imagine? That's
big
like
trouble.
Go-to food for
that's
lots of
gold.
Parents.
Yeah. I mean, this is because of labor deficiencies and supply chain issues, which are still reverberating throughout the world right now. Other expected shortages include canned fruit, corn dogs, salsa.
Corn dogs?
Corn dogs.
What?
Yep.
Like the kind you get at the fair or like just the frozen kind in the stores?
I think it's the frozen kind.
Well, the kind they make at the fair, they actually make
they make
the fair,
batter
right?
right there. So
that you should probably
is it homemade?
Find.
Is it homemade cornbread batter?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, Jen, the Butler County Fair kicked off yesterday. So if you're in the, you feel an hankering for a corn dog, head
hankering,
on out.
Hankering for a corn dog? I've always got a hankering for a corn dog.
Those Uncrustables sandwiches are in short supply.
Oh, no. Mm.
Italian salad dressing, even the actual lunch trays.
How is that happening?
Well, suppliers are cutting back on their offerings, so schools are whittling down their menus. A rep for one supplier said, we haven't had a 100% headcount school season in 15 months, so it's going to just blow the doors
trickle
open,
down.
Yeah. That said, the USDA wants 8-year-olds to please remain calm. They are working on easing pressures across the food supply chain. And while there may be shortfalls, there aren't any real widespread concerns.
Will they still have the rectangular-shaped pizza?
Oh, yeah. They can't do away with that. Was that your favorite food?
Like,
what was your favorite school lunch?
I liked that, and then we had pizza burgers. Do you guys know what pizza burgers are? I don't know if it's an actual hamburger, but on the inside there is marinara sauce and cheese, and then it is breaded and deep fried.
I believe
the pizza burger.
Pizza burger was probably the day they had extra sauce left over from spaghetti with meatballs and bun.
No,
and
you
like,
can.
What can we make with this stuff?
You
deep
can
fry
buy
the burger
them.
And put a splash of that on there.
You can buy them frozen pizza burgers somewhere. I haven't had them in forever, but they're glorious.
What was your favorite, Jeff?
It was pizza on Fridays, and that was you knew it was Friday because it was pizza day. Man,
did they do
Friday,
it every Friday?
Pizza, just about. Yeah,
wow.
We do fried chicken on Wednesday. When they started serving fried chicken, it's like we were in the money. They must have passed some kind of level.
And it was good?
Yeah, it was really good.
Or was it just the best you knew at that age?
No, in the early days, like in elementary school, the school lunches were pretty crappy, so I would always opt, like if I could, to kind of bag my lunch and bring it in. But I don't know. I don't know if they passed some kind of levy or what happened, but all of a sudden, like one year when I entered junior high school, when we went to the new school, probably because we had a new cafeteria, all of a sudden the lunches improved and started getting better.
You didn't prefer chicken patty on bun with peach halves.
No. See, we didn't even have like options like that. We had whatever they were serving, which was like always like what you're saying, like pizza, corn, applesauce, or mashed potatoes, chicken nuggets. Or if you didn't want that, there was a bologna sandwich on a bun with a slice of cheese.
Did you guys have a radio that station that would read the lunch menus?
Yeah, it was us. We did. I was that kid.
We had morning announcements, but we didn't have a radio station.
Oh, yeah. We had a local radio station that would go through all of the schools and what each school district was having for lunch that day.
Taking a look at our school lunches today.
Yes.
We'll be serving American chop suey, followed by a little...
It was shortly before all the obituaries.
Oh, we didn't do that.
They read all those, Jeff, too. Though, where you were in the Northeast, did they have anything like, you know, crab rolls? Or were they giving you guys anything...
Any seafood?
We had fish sticks.
Oh, that doesn't count. Everybody has that. Yeah.
That was it. Mm. All right, let's talk about adulthood here, people. How old were you when you first felt like a true adult?
I'm still waiting.
Still waiting, but there was a moment when I bought that first washer and dryer. I'm like, well, that went $800.
That's a rite of passage right there. A new poll found that 7% of us still don't feel like grown-ups. Around 1 in 14 people, that includes about 5% of people in their 30s and 40s, and 1% of people over the age of 55. But the most common age we officially feel like an adult is 18, because doors are starting to open for us. We're allowed certain privileges. No one can really make decisions for us because we are now officially a legal adult.
You get to go vote.
Absolutely. The second most common answer on the board was actually younger than 18. So a lot of us grew up fast in some cases because we had to. The rest of the top five ages were 21, the all-important 21. Now I'm old enough to drink legally, 25 and 20. 6% of people said they were over the age of 30 when they finally felt like an adult. Quite often it's that rite of passage, like I just bought my first house. Oh, boy.
That was mine. When I graduated from NKU and I had my first job here at the radio station, I had just signed my first radio contract and I bought a brand new Chevy Cavalier. I was like, I have made it. Like now,
I remember that Chevy Cavalier. It was silver, right?
Yep, it was silver. I'm like, now I'm an adult. Like, I didn't have to have a co-signer or anything.
Yep.
It was big time.
I know. Yep, for me, it was a Chevrolet Corsica.
That was the first car you bought on your own?
Yep, with my own money.
Yeah, my first car was my Celica convertible.
With your own money. Yep.
Big deal.
What about you, Tim? What was your first car that you bought with your own money?
It was a Chevy Impala.
Ooh, all these Chevys. Look at that.
Three Chevys.
That's funny.
Three Chevys and a Toyota.
Yep.
And she's still buying Toyotas.
And I still, I haven't bought anything else since.
That's
I've been driving Toyotas ever since.
Yep. You got the Celica. You had the Solara.
I had the Solara. I had a Sienna.
You had the Highlander.
I had a Highlander.
And then RAV4.
I'm on my fourth RAV4, I think.
You're going through the whole product line up there.
The next is going to be that little spider convertible. Look out. Yeah. I saw a yellow one on the road the other day. Carry Toyota, here I come.
Sweet. All right, we're going to take a break here. Coming up straight ahead, the guy who almost pleasured himself to death.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.